This Tour SA radio destination takes us to Port Augusta in the Spencer Gulf, and joining me in the studio is Carly Archer, the Media and Communications Officer at Port Augusta, and Natalie Munns, the Admin for Australian Arid Lands Botanical Gardens. Thank you both for coming in today. There are heaps of great things happening in Port Augusta, including the Desert Fringe. For those unfamiliar, could you please describe what this Desert Fringe is, Carly?
So the Desert Fringe is basically the fringe coming to Port Augusta. So local people have the opportunity to see some fringe acts at the barracks in Port Augusta, and this happens every February.
Wonderful, and it's probably such a beautiful backdrop, the desertness of it all, you know? It's not like going to the city and it's a concrete jungle. It would be so much different, you know, the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really, really unique, and it's a great way to be able to see some, you know, local acts. If you can't get down to Adelaide for the fringe, you can stay in Port Augusta and watch it.
Fantastic. Now, Wadlada Outback Centre is another great spot to check out if you're in Port Augusta and want to learn about the rich history of the Flinders Ranges and Upper Spencer Gulf. I've heard a lot about the Tunnel of Time. What can one expect to learn there if they go?
It's a massive interpretive centre, really, and it's really unique.
Yeah, you learn about the prehistoric era, geology, Aboriginal dreaming, the European explorers, as well as transport technology, mining, and even the early settlers.
Everything, really. Everything to do with this area you can learn there if you go to Wadlada Outback Centre.
You can, and it's great for all ages. There's over 40 audiovisual displays, and there's lots of interactive displays as well that the kids love.
Fantastic. The Flinders Ranges is providing a pretty majestic backdrop to Port Augusta, and I believe, at least, that it's best appreciated at the Australian Arid Lands Botanical Gardens. Can you please let me know how Port Augusta's botanical gardens differ from your average garden?
Erin, the Australian Arid Lands Botanic Garden in Port Augusta features all of the arid zone plants. So by arid zone, we mean plants that are grown in less than 300 millimetres of rainfall per annum. So they're a lot different than you would expect in the city, but beautiful in their own differing way.
And you can also purchase plants to take back home if you live in this area, and they'll thrive.
They will. We've got the Arid Smart plants, so we've grown them and hardened them off in 40 degree heat in Port Augusta, so they're grown ready to go straight into your garden and beat the heat.
Perfect. Very tough plants then. There's always something happening at the Arid Lands. What events are you most excited for?
Well, coming up later at the end of March, we've got Nature Play Week, which is always great for the kids. So we have our new Arid Explorers Garden where the kids can come and enjoy playing outside and enjoying everything that the garden has to offer, but made especially for kids. So as well as that, you can always come to the garden. We do guided tours every day at 10 o'clock, Monday to Friday, excluding the public holidays. We've also got the Blue Bush Cafe where we feature bush-flavoured ice cream, and it's licensed as well. So something for everyone there as well, Erin.
Oh, lovely. I've actually had the ice cream before and it is delicious. It's like the taste of Port Augusta or something like that. That's how I see it. Well, thank you so much for your time, Natalie and Carly. Really appreciate it. And yeah, if you're interested in heading on down to Port Augusta, you can jump onto mymagicfm.com, learn a little bit more about it. Otherwise, what's the best place to learn about the Arid Lands or to learn about what's happening in Port Augusta?
You could contact the Wadlada Outback Centre. That's our local information centre. So look for the big yellow eye.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.